Hello, this is Jabari's Wisdom, and we're going to be talking about...
Ow, when you're listening to Gavin's new radio.
And we're going to be talking about being left on red. So, this is a very serious thing that many guys go through day in, day out, being left on red. So, Ronan, why don't you just start us with the story of you? So, if the audience can get an idea of what it's like as a male being left on red.
So, there's this woman called Momo. I swiped on Tinder. And, well, it was pretty good. We were sending each other messages. And I sent the last message. And she read it. And there was no response.
So, as you see, Ronan, how did you feel about that?
Sucks.
It does suck. But I don't think people realize how much it sucks. Imagine, you have a good conversation like Ronan did. You're putting your heart and soul, thinking about every message you sent, hoping for a response. Well, you're not even asking for this person to wedge you, put you in bed. They're just asking for a response.
I mean, when we were talking, we were just talking about how swole we will get from going to the gym. And yeah, that was...
I mean, did you leave it on a point where, there was nothing that could be said?
I asked her.
Oh, you asked a question, so it's even worse.
No. Asked a question oh shit, you play the piano? How long?
8 years. I don't even remember when. Do you also play the piano?
Oh yeah, I also play the piano, and that's it.
I mean, what can you say to that? Okay, this is not a good example, so I'm going to switch to Sergio.
Fuck.
Just type another message. What was she supposed to say to that?
Fuck you.
Romeo, I've been left on red. Hide.
Oh.
Okay, so I'll read you the exact message. So let's start this. Can you not? Sergio, there are people with headphones watching. Are listening.
Stop it.
Actually,
this is a very serious.
I know this podcast. Is serious. You're being we're taking ourselves seriously. Please. This is the crap I'm talking about. So, this is why people like him get left on red. Because crap like this, you can't stay on topic. So let's read what Ronan said. Let's start with the piano. Oh shoot! I just noticed that you play piano. How long have you been playing?
Since I was eight, maybe. I don't even remember. Why do you play it too?
Why would she ask, why do you? What? Please stop.
Sergio,
just
stop.
Please. This is serious.
Kill yourself.
This is as serious as Mac Miller.
Okay, go. Stop.
There you go.
Gosh. I've been playing since I was 10 years old. It was a requirement in my... I didn't know it was a requirement.
Yeah, it was a requirement.
It was a requirement in my school when I was studying in Canada. I haven't been playing it that much ever since university started, which kind of sucks. I practice every 2 months or now. Oof, I meant weeks. What was she supposed to say to that? Cool, that's it. That's all she could say. Just send another message.
I want to send another message because I send four messages.
Yeah, true. That is that's a big thing. If you send four in a row, that's kind of...
I mean, they're just a continuation of one idea, but...
But that brings me on the thing with these social standards that we have been given. You know? Because... this is a serious podcast. Jabari's Wisdom.
We take ourselves very seriously.
Yeah, so why was it that we have to start the conversation every time? If it's not something that can be built on off of, why can't she be the one who starts the conversation?
It's souls rise up.
Because now, Ronan has to either not say anything and end the whole conversation forever, or he has to start up in something new and risk her being so let's switch it up. Sergio, now you're on the trumpet, dude.
Show us your Tinder.
So, Sergio, have you been ever left on red?
Plenty of times, plenty of times.
What's it like? What's it like? How's it feel?
It sucks.
That's
what I fucking said. Did you say something else? Yeah. But this is a shitty podcast. You gotta say something.
It sucks. Like, why? Why does it suck, Sergio?
Because
there might be a female who reads.
Into composing said messages, and I reread it, make sure it sounds right, just to send it and have it left.
Mm-hmm. It feels bad, doesn't it?
Yep.
It really hurts, doesn't it?
Incels rise up.
This is a serious podcast.
This is a serious podcast.
Give me shit, Mike.
So, it really makes you think, you know? It really makes you think. Is it even a point?
In the one.
That, is there a point even thinking about your message? If you know there's a slight chance that, regardless of how hard you try on the message,
because
it will get left on read.
They say that they want something serious. And like, oh, like, I don't want somebody wasting my time.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, when you try to get serious, then they don't want it.
Anyway, sorry, it's one of these people, you know. But back on what Sergio said, yes, I think the reason is they do want something serious, but
not yet.
Yes, not yet. They are basing everything off of a whim, and you know, love doesn't come on a whim, and that's the problem with Tinder. That's what we're going to bring this to. The problem with Tinder. I just broke it. It was headphone. But the problem with Tinder is that there's too much choice. Because let's start with Ronan. Momo's probably talking to 15 other dudes right now. Literally.
Send her message.
While she's sending messages to you. Because
send her message
the
right
female
now.
Is the most wanted.
Are you
on the Tinder
on
platform?
Right.
That's the problem. That's probably the problem. Because say Sergio or Ronan, me, most of the time we're talking to just one girl. But the girl's probably talking to at least two other people.
Yeah.
And that's why some get left on red. Because she can read yours and be like, you know what? I kind of like the other dude left.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, guys are thirsty.
They don't even know what they want anymore, though.
Exactly. You don't know what they want. Oh, wait, are you saying you don't know what they want or they don't know what they want?
Both. Because they don't know and then you don't know.
Mm-hmm. And that's why Tinder's rich. Well, they're probably not rich.
The company?
Yeah, the company. Because they base it off of swiping.
Yeah.
And that's addictive. Because right when you say, I found the love of my life, she's gone. You just swipe like. You might never see her again. She might like you back. You never know. So you just keep swiping because you're like, there's the chance that she won't swipe me.
I had that one chick I was talking to for a little bit when I had that one serious account. And like, we were hitting it off. And like, she seemed like a lot like me. Like, she played a lot of Overwatch. She liked video games. She liked anime. She wanted to go to the gym more. You know, she liked doing art and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah, that's a lot like me. And so then I asked her, like, if she wanted to, like, you know, talk on other things or, like, even just play Overwatch. And she seemed, like, really excited to play Overwatch. And so, like, we switched it. Like, I asked her for a Discord or whatever. And so we played the one time. We talked.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, we joked around a little bit.
I didn't know about this.
And then, like, I messaged her on Discord again. And I was like, hey, how's it going? Or no, I asked her if she wanted to go out and grab something sometime to eat or drink. Oof. And she said, yeah, after my test. And so I messaged her, like, later on. Or she never said anything after that. And then, like, I think I messaged her maybe, like, a month later. And I was like, because by this point she'd already graduated. I was like, hey, how'd graduation go? Nothing.
Is she a high schooler or what?
No, here, college.
Oh, she graduated. Went to George Mason?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
Oh. And she graduated.
Oh, well, then now they know where we are. Oops.
George Mason?
Oops.
Oh.
I don't think it mattered anyways.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, so basically never heard from her, and then like I messaged her again, and you'll see sometimes like her profile will be like inactive or just kind of like, oh, she's on Overwatch like 12 hours ago or something.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, and then I messaged her like during the summer one more time because I was like, oh, maybe she didn't see it, or maybe it's just like one of those things like, you know, something weird happened. So I just messaged her again and I was like, hey, how's your summer going? Nothing. So.
Because I think the problem is most people, they're on Tinder, but they're not on Tinder like for an actual reason other than...
They say they don't want hookups.
Like a hookup? Or it's because... I don't know. Because, like, say me. I'm not only for a hookup. But I'm not on it for a relationship. So why am I on it? See? I don't know. I'm just on it. I don't know. And I think a lot of people are the same.
Wait, you don't want a relationship?
Apparently,
Tinder. I don't think if someone matched me with me on Tinder, I don't think I would have the balls to be like, Russell, let's just hang out.
Apparently,
I might, but I don't know.
Apparently, Tinder is worth $3 billion.
See? And that's why.
Yeah.
Because they purposely make it where you see just enough of people who would never swipe you, but you think they'll swipe you. But you don't realize on their end, they're seeing just as many, like, you know, Greek gods of guys. Like, you know, perfect body, perfect face. But you don't realize that. Like, Momo, she probably swiped you, but also got swiped with some, like, just perfect human being.
I mean, it was a fucking super like.
Yeah.
See? You super like there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was in a banana suit.
And the worst part, you know what? Another thing I believe. With Tinder, your likes. Because, you know, that you have a stack where you have to swipe through the whole stack.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not at a certain, say, elo, they put you at the bottom of the stack when you swipe them. So they'll probably never see you. Like some of these, like, perfect people. They'll see the other perfect people. But they'll put you on your stack because they want you to keep swiping. Or they want you to be like, oh, maybe I should buy the premium, you know, Tinder Gold. So then people will see me more.
Like, I don't really get how they push people to the front, though, because, like, you can keep swiping and swiping and swiping, but, like, you know, do you really get pushed all the way to the back of that entire stack? And that's why I don't get those likes?
I think so. I think...
Because, like, whenever you first make your profile, I think they put you all the way in the front.
Yeah, they do. Apparently.
So, like,
what I read.
That's when you get, like, maybe 5, 10, 15 likes, whatever, and you're like, oh, shit, yeah, this is actually working.
And that's when you get addicted.
And then a month in, you're like, okay, nobody's swiping on me anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like...
And then you're like, maybe I should buy Tinder Gold. So I can... Yeah. And that, I think the super like basically like counteracts the whole ELO thing. Like, where... Because that's why I think if you swipe a bunch of people who are low ELO, they put you to their ELO.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't swipe them, but people who are higher swipe, like, say they're a higher ELO, swipe you and you say nope to them, then they're like, oh... They put their ELO down because they're like, oh, someone who is like, should think that you're a goddess just said you're not. Mm-hmm. So that we're going to put you lower and put him higher because you just swiped someone who shouldn't be a god, but you did. And now it's just a fluctuation of like how your ELO is. Mm-hmm. But the super like, I think it basically just says, okay, it doesn't matter. You super like them.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. Feels bad. Well, I think that's the end of our podcast.
What are you talking about?
What, is there anything else we need to say about being left on red? Because we changed it to just Tinder.
So then what's the best way to date?
You have to add the fact that we're wearing profiles.
But then there was a time where we weren't. Well, at least you were, but
I was
we
always in my fucking banana
costume.
But
we weren't at a point. We weren't.
Oh, yeah. So you know that point on the costume, I went from like, I had like on the old one before I deleted it. It was like 4 matches.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, as soon as I got this one, I've had probably, like, 9.
See? You basically don't need to care.
Yeah.
Swipe.
Exactly.
But
once you get a match, you fucking care.
Mm-hmm. And that's the problem.
Well, I mean, you fucking asked someone to eat your ass.
That was a joke. It was a joke.
Yeah, only if you clean it. Oh, I clean it with vinegar.
I think that negates this entire podcast. Well...
Why do women not talk to me? Fuck.
Anything else? Anything else we need to add? About Tinder? About
not Tinder,
being left on red?
What's the best way to do it?
Oh. Honestly, from what I've seen, it's usually just friends are friends because all people are awkward. As popular as some people try to make them seem like, oh yeah, I'm super popular, I'm super confident. Usually they aren't. Or at least they seem that way, but they aren't.
True.
Give me
and
an
they
example.
Need their friends around to feel, you know, as confident as they are. Like, for example, a lot of people don't want to, let's say there's a concert, your favorite band. A lot of people won't go alone.
Even if it's their favorite band, like, oh my god, I can't miss it. They need someone to come with
here's something.
A lot of the time.
I went to my favorite band alone.
Yeah.
And I survived.
Exactly. But a lot of people can't do that. Not that they can't, it's just, it's hard. It's a hard thing to do.
It was
going places alone.
Hatsune Miku concert.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to bring anybody to that.
Yeah. So I think it's the same thing. Like, say a girl, a super hot chick. It's hard to just go up to her and be like, I don't know, hit the moves.
Yeah.
But if you were with your friends, and she was with her friends, and one of your friends knew her friends, it might be a little easier to say something. So I say, sadly, become friends with people who know hot people.
Extroverts?
Yeah.
Fair.
I feel like that's the easiest way.
Go to parties.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I don't like parties.
Yeah.
It's not my thing.
What kind of parties?
They say like, oh, if you go.
College parties.
Yeah. But
I've never been to a college party. Well, I've been to a fucking anime college. They had the potluck, but surprisingly they had good food there. Cooked food. Home cooked. A whole roasted chicken.
I only went to two. One doesn't really count because it wasn't like a party, like, you know, a bunch of frat people. One was just a party. I wouldn't even call it a party because it's just a bunch of people who knew each other. But it wasn't like frat thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then one was the first day freshman year where it was a frat thing. But, you know, I felt uncomfortable.
The thing is, like, I never know what to do. Mm-hmm. I'm not that type of person to, like, walk up to someone and be like, oh,
but,
hey,
you know, I read some stuff. Not like, you know, scientific paper stuff, but like I read some stuff like from people where they're like, a lot of the time when you just don't care and you just go for it, a lot of times, like, you know, they're okay with it. Not okay with it, but like not if you're like a creep, yeah, you want to kill a team. No, but if you like, you know, just go up to them. Because I was on Quora and some dude was like, yeah, I met the love of my life because he just stopped caring. And he just went for someone who was way more attractive than he was. And like no people, because I heard a thing about being like, you know, like the girls who are like super, super attractive, like, you know, like goddess, like they don't get hit on as that much because a lot of people are like almost fear that because they're like, oh, this person already has like a super boyfriend or something. Or, oh, this person's going to be a douchebag because they're popular and hot. But a lot of the time they're like single a lot of the times because most people don't want to. Like, they're afraid to go up on to them.
Yeah.
So the one person who does, just boom, they got it.
I know that's like why a lot of people don't even ask, like, people like us out either. Because, you know, there are some people that are like, oh, Ronan, so. Oh. But they're like, they won't ask them out, even if they liked them.
Thanks.
But it's also the thing, like, it's rejection hurts. So people don't want to do that.
Yeah.
They don't want to risk that.
Yeah.
Derf.
See, I look at that and I automatically think that person is probably some douche.
What?
Just
that
because?
Looks nice.
She has a pet cat.
You didn't show that picture.
What?
You showed me the one where she's in freaking
ballerina.
Yeah,
like.
Oh,
this
could be nice.
I don't know.
Too bad.
That picture looks nice. When they're smiling, you see the real person.
Let me see.
Speaking of smiling.
Fake smiles.
Yeah, there are fake smiling faces.
But that was why when I was at the bookstore and then the one chick with the blue hair smiled at me, like, it actually was genuine. And I was like, my heart.
What store are you guys talking about?
The GMU bookstore.
Wow. There was just a say our university twice now.
Okay. Screw that. Come find me. I'm in Stanbridge.
They do. No, that's big oof. But, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was like the day, like, first day we went to go buy textbooks. And, like, I was trying to find you guys or something like that. And, like, I just, like, looked up. And then she just passed by and, like, made eye contact. It was, like made whatever smile.
Did she work there? Or?
Yeah.
Blue hair?
Yeah. It's kind of, like, short blue hair. She looks like the type of person to be, like, really artsy and wear, like, overalls.
What the fuck are overalls again?
It's like the jean things with like the pockets.
I feel like, I don't know.
She looks like that type.
She's probably a theater student. I can almost 100% guarantee she's a theater student.
I mean, if you're working in the bookstore, probably.
Because a lot of theater people are the ones who wear, like, look overalls. Like those people who wear overalls. Like, but make it work somehow, but...
Yeah, they pull it off.
I think we should try wearing overalls.
Maybe that's their problem.
I think the problem is that a mattress that is frozen.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I want to get a frozen. You know what I mean?
But the problem is, it could only work once. If you wear that twice...
What's wrong with that?
Maybe twice, but the third time...
It's funny.
Like, if someone sees you wearing it twice in a row, you're done.
You know how funny that would be, though?
For the first time. Maybe. The second time, it would be like a... The third time, you just be like, something's wrong with it.
We've worn, like, the fucking food outfits, like, 13 times.
Because it's funny. The food
That's
is
fine.
Funny.
We're in a group.
But what's different about Frozen?
Because we're all the same person. That's the problem.
It's uniform.
Maybe we need to do another podcast about Frozen. Have a separate podcast.
No, let's jump it all into this one. Let's talk right here, right now.
Wait, how long has this been going for? Oh, it's only 21 minutes.
Even us recording?
So weak.
What?
Is it even recording?
Yeah, it's recording. It's been recording for 21 minutes.
Fine.
Yeah. I don't know what else to add.
Why not talk about Frozen?
What's wrong with it? Must be a left or red thing. Completely went off topic. Speaking of off topic.
Hot topic.
You know the Rooster Teeth podcast, Off Topic?
No.
Dang. I was about to talk about Internet Box, but I guess.
I watch Funhouse.
Anyway.
But not anymore.
What, really?
Wait.
Not really.
Dang, what happened?
Lost interest.
No, damn.
What the fuck that supposed to mean?
3 feet, 26 inches?
She's trying to be funny. Because.
Well,
speaking of that, let me bring
that
back.
Wait. So, add two more. So she's 5 foot and then 2 inches. 5 foot 2.
Dang, are you like a math major? But.
Did you just swipe left?
But that brings me to the thing. Descriptions on Tim. Because the problem is, if you're too long, then you sound like, oh, I don't want to hear your last story kind of thing.
Yeah.
But if you're too short, then they're like, this is a bot, or this is just, he didn't
like,
care.
Uninteresting, yeah.
Yeah. So,
can you read your description?
But mine was a meme description. It was different.
That's
But the problem...
I haven't heard your description, Sergio.
But the problem is, some things, like, because of that, most people just start repeating the same jokes.
Yeah.
Taking the same pictures because those are the ones that work, but it doesn't. But it does. But it's just like once you read two people in a row with the same description, just different words, it's like it's not the same.
Yeah, here's mine.
Looking for a fresh pair of buns. Hot dog emoji. Usually best when served with mustard. Check me out. Okay.
It's kind of short.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not bad.
Okay, on that day we promised we'd put like juices.
Yeah,
I didn't do that.
What
juices are weird.
But if you think about it,
no,
people wouldn't swipe anyway. If someone swiped on you while you had that, because I read another thing. People don't really look at the description that much. Well, yeah, they only look at the description after they already like said, okay, I kind of like the person, or I guess sometimes it's the thing where it's like,
I mean, I usually look at it.
I usually only swipe. I swipe. And the only time I look at the description is if I'm like, do I want to swipe this person? And then I don't swipe them because even with their description, it has to be like crazy.
Well, see, what I do is I look at pictures first, right? And if I already can tell from pictures that they don't seem like somebody I like, then I don't even bother. Like, if they're like, you're just not my type or like...
I used to think like that.
And then I'll click on their description because sometimes the people you think look nice... Be like, yeah, I'm only looking for a plug, or I'm only looking to get a sugar daddy.
But I was like, thinking, like, the way I was thinking about it is that you're wasting time doing that.
Yeah.
And you're, like, wasting the time you could have been on other swipe matches. So I just swipe everyone right when I see their face, or
just swipe no on everybody.
Yeah, but the people I do swipe, I swipe without even looking at their description. Because I'm like, they're probably not going to match with me anyway. So looking at their description.
What if they do?
If they do and they had a weird description, then I unmatch. So many people I unmatch with where I'm like, I don't know why I swiped that person. I don't even send a message. Well, when I say so many, I mean like maybe three. I don't know.
match with that many people.
So for the people like, I don't know, because like, there's some people who actually do like find success on this.
And I think the people who find a lot of success,
it seems like it's the older people.
Yeah, because if you're old and you're using Tinder, then you're desperate, and that person is old using Tinder, then they're desperate. And then once you get like a certain age, everyone kind of starts becoming the same attractiveness level. Like when you're like 20, they're gonna be ugly, ugly, and hot, hot. But when you're like 40, it's like everyone's pretty much, you know, as attractive as the next person, unless you're like some type of freaking celebrity.
But nobody wants to meet, it seems like, on this.
Yeah, because I think that's another problem with Tinder. Because the one person I met, like, they weren't ugly, let me say, but they didn't look like their picture, and it ruined it.
Was it that bad, though?
It was that much of a difference, because it's like, you know, people use angles, use lighting. So when you see them in, like, normal day situations, because the phone is only 2D, you're only looking at a 2D version of themselves. So you can fix the angles where you don't see the other side. But when you see it in real life, you see, like, you know, bulges and all that. It's just, I don't know, it's different. We're like, oof.
Yeah.
But that's one reason. And I think the second reason is just, and it's awkward. Meeting someone you never met forever and just basically being like, yeah, we're both attracted to each other.
Yeah.
I think people are just too awkward. I think that's the problem.
You and your juices.
And that's why I feel like when the friend thing is probably the easiest way, because if I was friends with some super hot chick, and I was like, hey Sergio, yeah, she's single, blah, 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 blah. If I'm friends with you and I'm friends with her, you already know, like, okay, she's pretty cool. Because, you know, your friend is friends with this person. And then it's easier to talk to them because, you know, you have a common denominator kind of thing, which is that friend.
Yeah.
And usually it's not like just you talking. You have something to build off of because the friend who's used to talking to that girl is talking too. So you can add to it. But if it's just like two random people, it's like, I don't know, it's just small talk, boring small talk kind of stuff, because you don't know what they like, you don't know who they are. All you know is from their boring description that they get.
Yeah, but you can't get out of small talk. You have to get through small talk though. You don't know them.
But I feel like a lot of people don't like the small talk.
That's the problem.
Yeah, that is the problem.
Do it, but people are like, that's how you know people.
Yeah.
Because like, if I don't know how to joke with somebody, I'm not going to.
But if you think about it, at least for me, a lot of my friends aren't friends who I just kind of met. It's kind of forced onto me kind of thing. Like, I would have known you guys unless you became my roommates, and you did. Wow. You're like forced onto me friends. A lot of my friends in Chesapeake, I didn't just come up to them like, hey, how's it going? They were either in my class, they were in my neighborhood, so I knew them all my life. Mm. Or they were a friend of a friend, and then we became friends.
So you need to be forced on too?
Hmm? Yeah, I feel like it has to be forced on too. Or you just get real lucky. Like, apparently my parents met because my dad just walked up to her. I was like, I can't do that.
Because he's doing study abroad in Italy. Mm. And so like when you're over there, I'm like, yeah, you should come check out my friend's daughter. And like you go there and like, yeah, we'll leave you guys in this room alone together. You guys have fun. And it's kind of like,
okay. But then again, I guess it was kind of forced on because my parents, it's kind of like that, where they were both in a foreign country.
Oh, really?
So, you know, two black people in a random country, they're going to talk to each other because, you know.
What country was it?
It was like Bahrain or something like that.
Where?
Middle East. Basically right next to, kind of near Saudi Arabia, I think. It's kind of like one of those real small countries.
Gotcha.
Yep. It was bad. Just gotta get lucky. That's basically it.
So true.
Yep. It might get easier once you, like, you know, were to stop caring. Like, if you had, like, 14 girlfriends, then, of course, like, oh, but the 15th's not going to be any different. I know the pattern.
Yeah.
Like, if you find someone who's kind of like your 12th girlfriend, and you're like, okay, she's kind of like the 12th one, so I know exactly what moves to
go. I don't know that many people.
Yeah.
It's a lot of heartbreak. Or maybe not.
I mean, a lot of people don't have as many girlfriends and boyfriends as they make it seem. Like, a lot of people just maybe get, like, three, and then they're done. They find their husband or wife. Not even three. Some just two. One. I say around three.
I still, I mean, there's some people who are still, like, in their 50s and 60s still dating, though.
Yeah. I feel like it's easier at that point. Because if they're single in their 50s, mm-hmm. they're going to... Mm-hmm.
It's not...
I mean, it's hard to find the person, but once you find a single 50-year-old, I feel like that is just, boom, you find. Oof. Man, Jabari's wisdom is kind of falling off right now.
Well, because, so my dad's 59, mm. and he's still going through the same stuff, too. Mm. So, he hasn't married anybody since my mom, which is why, like, 16 years ago, he's been dating since then.
Is it more? Is it hard to find the person, or is it more hard to like stick, like have them stick?
Kind of. He's had like communication with a lot of people, and like they'll go out on dates and everything and all that normal stuff. But it's kind of weird because they kind of act like, I guess like a lot of like the newer people and these online dating things, like they don't want like a relationship. They don't want to get married. They just want to like have fun and. They, you know, they want people to go out and buy them meals, mm-hmm. take them out to places, like fancy dinners. Uh-huh. So, I don't know, it's weird.
I guess it kind of makes sense.
I think it's online dating culture.
Yeah, I think it is the culture. That's the problem.
Because you can just simply just delete somebody. After
mm-hmm. And there's too many options. I think that's the problem, too. Like, the reason why I swipe so many nopes. Like, there's so many nopes I swipe every whenever I use it. And it's because there's so many options where I know there is a person who looks better than that other person. Like 100%. Like when I see someone who I would have been like, oh, they're so amazing in real life. Mm-hmm. On Tinder, I'm like, I already saw someone who looked better than you. So I'm going to nope you.
Yeah.
Until I find someone who looks better than the past person.
True.
Or at least equal.
True. Yep.
And that's the problem. Dad should be in there.
We should all move to eHarmony.
You know, because I heard that's where all old people go.
eHarmony.
Because what kind of young person is on eHarmony? Like,
age. What population?
Yeah, it's probably in the 30s, I bet. 35.
Statistics for the US. Let's see.
40% of Americans use online dating.
More men use
them. Yeah, see? Exactly. Because more men are thirsty.
I mean, like 52%, but it's not too much.
That's a big percentage.
Well, like, I guess.
52.
53% of people lie on their online dating.
Which makes sense because...
Age, height, weight, and job income.
Because, you know, height is... I mean, job income's not as important when you're in college, I guess. But your height and, like, that's pretty... Like, people will not swipe you just because, like, oh... This person's not 6 foot, unswipe, or yeah. Because there's so many options.
Apparently, 60% of female Tinder users say they are looking for a match, not just a hookup.
And they say that, but then they... I don't know. It's just the culture, like Sergio said.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
see, through the friend.
Through a friend.
I'm telling you, that's the only way. People are too awkward.
If you meet someone online, chances you'll break up online. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, this doesn't tell anything about the age range in eHarmony.
I know Tinder has like a low age range because it's Tinder. And I'm pretty sure, yeah, look at it. Like, 25 to 34. Between 35 and 44. Oh, that's Match.com, which makes sense. Because who uses Match.com? We haven't even heard of Match.com. I remember those old commercials.
What the fuck is Match.com?
It's like the first one. It's like this old .com.
Apparently, eHarmony has more women than men.
I guess. Yeah. It's sad. It's sad that dating is such a hard thing for people where they have to, you know, online dating has even became a thing.
Success stories. It's like
But if they have to show you that there are success stories, then that just screams that there aren't that many successes. If they have to prove to you that,
yeah, it's successful. Trust us. Look at these people.
But I think this is probably being... Is there anything else you want to add? Anything else?
I hope we don't continue this podcast.
Why? It's pretty interesting. You know, hearing the thoughts of people.
Who the fuck is gonna listen?
Who cares? Gosh.
Is this live or what?
No, it's not live.
Oh, it's not live?
It's like a regular podcast where I guess you're... I think it's similar to like kind of how YouTube was, where they'll show like a... It'll show people like, oh, what's the most recent video? What's the old... what's a featured podcast that's shown? Blah, 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 blah.
Damn, Sergio, your subscription list is so fucking boring.
I mean, yours is boring too.
Shut up.
It's like, what the heck?
Fuck you. It's all virtual YouTubers.
Is that not anime?
Okay.
But, oh my god, are we going to go off topic again?
Come on. Virtual YouTubers are like a new age.
We can save that for another podcast. We're saving that for another. Just gather your thoughts. Gather your thoughts.
You just keep on delaying the inevitable discourse.
Yeah, we're done. Crap.